Classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt. Good morning. It's Friday. Heck yeah, it's Friday. Friday, my gal Friday. Matt Shear, Pat Kohler. It's the Bolt Morning Show. We were kind of joking around earlier. We've got a couple of guests in town, and we were talking about like stage names and whatnot. And we informed them that Matt and I are known as Big Sexy and the Ass Man, and they kind of got a kick out of it. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matt, I'm going to push buttons. I'm going to let you take the lead on this. Why don't you do the introduction, and let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
Well, Pat, we've got the big Make-A-Wish softball game coming up here on Sunday, and we've got Dallas Clark and Ryan Harklaw in studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And obviously, you know, big game coming up this Sunday. This is going to be what we're told the final Make-A-Wish softball game because a fundraising goal is going to be hit.
It is going to be hit, which is really fantastic. It's been quite a journey getting to this point. And we're actually lucky enough to say that we've already granted two wishes in Humboldt County, obviously. And as we go forward in this weekend, I think we're going to clear that $300,000 mark, and this wish will be endowed forever. So the Humboldt County area will be able to grant a wish every single year as we go forward. But, you know, inflation happens. We got to continue to grow a little bit with fundraising. But getting to that mark of $300,000 is going to allow us to grant a wish. And, you know, I just said we've granted two. We've got one on the waiting list. And every year, there's always 1 to 3 kids that are going to need added to the list. And by doing it this way, it's going to allow us to do it locally versus they have to get in line in Des Moines and then have Des Moines area grant a wish out of that area. And there's a lot of kids on that list, you know, 40, 50 kids right now on that waiting list. And we want the Humboldt kids to be in the front of that line every year, and that's what this endowment's going to do for us.
That's just tremendous to see, you know, a county of our size be able to fundraise at that level.
It's unbelievable. The generosity of this place is different, and, you know, I think that's what you see when we told Des Moines we're going to be the first county to get this done. We've tried it in different counties on Make-A-Wish. You know, we've done it in Polk County, and we've done it in different Iowa Falls. I know they had this game there to get them started, and they're still continuing to fundraise there as well, but we are number one. We're the first ones to get there. And honestly, it's because of this community. And this community does stand on its own and has the ability to do that. But it's the generosity of all the businesses around town that helped us and all the individuals that contributed to this wish. And honestly, the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, they stepped up and helped us lead this and kind of be the charge on this thing. And so when you put all that together in a town like this, it's what makes this place special. It's why Dallas came back here when he's done. And it's why I've come back here and want to be a part of this community, is it's just something special and different.
And Dallas, this has a special meaning for you as well with the Make-A-Wish programs.
Yeah, absolutely. When I went to the Colts my rookie year, they had a telethon, a 48-hour telethon to raise money, and they would raise insane amount of money. And driving to work every day, listening to these kids' stories, and I mean that is where I found the passion and love for Make-A-Wish. You hear these kids' stories, and I mean, you want to talk about, you think you're having a hard day, you think you're, you know, you think you're strong, you think you're tough, you look at these kids and you shake these kids' hands and you go visit them in the hospital and you see what they're going through, then it pales in comparison of what you think is a tough day. And it's such a beautiful thing to see these kids fight, and it's such a beautiful thing to see these doctors and these hospitals provide care and love, and then the organization is Make-A-Wish to provide a moment in these kids' lives that they can just, you know, not think about treatment, not think about what, you know, what they're dealing with, and they can just be a kid, and it's a wish, and it's something that only unique and true to them, you know, and it's not just a cookie cutter. I mean, these kids come up with the coolest and the most elaborate, you know, ideas, and that's the whole idea, is like dream big, and the Make-A-Wish, they make it happen. And so, but before we get to all that, it takes the great people like Humboldt community and Humboldt County to be able to come up with this idea and to support it, and then to make it to come to life. And this is something special. This is the last, this is the kind of a cool thing that has happened with NIL, that we can get athletes, current athletes, to come up and do this type of stuff. But you got to understand that the NIL thing is done, where these kids we would actually have to pay these now that the whole thing is kind of changed. Like, but these kids enjoy this so much. These athletes enjoy this so much that they're coming up free of charge to do this because it means something to them to be a part of this event. And so that's how big this is, where the kids have bought in. They're giving back. They're helping to make this a reality. And so, you know, Humboldt County is reaping the benefits, but it has not, you know, but it wouldn't have happened without the fortitude, the vision that Ryan had with this, with the hospital and having this come true. And then obviously all the work that goes into it. So you're going to want to be there this Sunday, June 21st. It's the very last, sadly, celebrity Hawkeye versus Cyclones softball game. And we're going to reach our goal. We're going to reach there. We're going to cross the finish line, and you're going to want to be a part of it. And if you've been a donor and if you've been supportive of this, even maybe in the background, please be there. Please see the joy and the dreams that you've been able to make a reality here in Humboldt County.
Now, details for this game coming up on Sunday. We understand gates are going to open up at 4:00. What are people going to expect when they come in? With the game starting at 6:00, it's going to be 2 hours before.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, obviously. And, you know, one of the cool things that we're going to do with the players when they come in, they're actually going to meet with some of our athletes here. So we're bringing them in a little early. They're going to meet with our football team, talk about, you know, their process of coming from high school into the next level and how do you improve as an athlete. And then for our fans, for all of you, once you get there, there's going to be a lot of different activities out there for kids, for families. There's going to be food on site as well. And so there's a lot of things that are happening from 4 to 6. So if you're there, we're going to have an autographs, a line that we're going to do with all the athletes. And when you look at the roster that's coming in, these are the players, you know, that are actually going to be playing on Saturday. These are big names from both universities. And again, I'm still learning all the Iowa State guys. A lot of them are new, but our own Caden Mattson will be here, which is fantastic. And one of the athletes there. But again, Iowa's bringing a great group of athletes over. So again, it's a really great opportunity for all local fans to meet the players, you know, from each team that are going to make a massive impact, you know, on the field on a Saturday. And
Hey, can I interrupt? So Matt, so that was kind of like your answer. Now I'm going to give the Pat answer, where I actually have the times, you know, the actually details. Like, great job, way to BS it, Ryan. I mean, he's just, yeah, we're going to have, you know, I think there's a, you know, donkey ride. There's some clowns. No. Okay. So gates open at 4:00. Kids activities are 4 to 5:30. Meal is served from 5 to 7. So come hungry, come hungry. Fairway, Hy-Vee, they're donating the meat. They're all helping out. So we got local businesses providing, you know, free of charge. You know, they're wanting to be a part of it. So many great local companies helping out. So come hungry, feed your family there. It's $10 to get in. So, you know, the price is low. I mean, you can't even, you can actually go to a movie for 10 bucks. This is Humboldt, so it's awesome. So maybe you can still go, you know, in the city you can't. For autograph line, 5 to 5:30. And like you said, I mean, we got Jalen Rayner. Is he your starting quarterback?
Come on, Dow. Come on.
Okay.
Yep.
So, okay, that's Iowa State. But listen to the Iowa's lineup. All right, we got Addison Estrenga, tight end, beast. Reese Vanderzee, baller. DJ Vonnemy. Yeah, you're going to want to get his autograph because he might be a Mackey Award winner here in a couple years. Jaden Montgomery. We got our two quarterbacks. You can actually ask them, hey, who's going to be the starting quarterback? So you can get your, you know, prop bets early. I mean, this is huge. Jeremy Hecklinson and Hank Brown. I mean, they're great dudes. You can actually look at Jeremy's tattoos and ask the meanings of them. There's plenty of them. Zach Lutmer, Zach Gortworth, Nolan DeLong, and Michael Burt, another fellow tight end stud. So, and obviously our very own Caden Mattson. He was kind of Ryan's general manager. He and Addison's my general manager. They went and got these dudes. And what's funny about this, they, like, the first year they got their friends, but this year they're like, hey, did you play baseball in high school? Yeah. Okay. You're on the, yeah, I think they did some batting practice at Iowa. I think they actually had a tryout, to make this trip. So it's, I mean, the kids, they're going to be competing. They're going to have fun. They're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be there to see it. 6 p.m. as the game begins, and we're going to celebrate past wishes. We're going to have families here. Sadly, with you know, we've lost a few granted wishes kids, and But we're going to help celebrate those families, because we're going to help celebrate the time, the joy, the love that they had with their loved ones, and have, you know, have a moment with them to have them remember the joy and the strength and that they provided their families and the memories that they gave. But we're also going to celebrate the future wishes that we're going to be able to grant. And then obviously we're going to have live auction. We're going to have some great auction items. We're going to have the Hawkeye Iowa State package. We're going to have helmets signed by the team, football signed by the coaches. Coach Rogers is your coach this year. I just want to make sure that Iowa State knows that. But he's a dude. I've met him. He's a great guy. He's going to get that program back on the right tracks. So you're going to want to be there. There you go. See, that's details, Ryan.
Hey, Dallas, you know what you have in common with these players at Iowa?
What's that?
You've never seen the Cy-Hawk trophy.
Oh.
We'll have to bring it and show it to them. This is what it looks like.
Can you ask them to bring it? So we could, we forgot what it looked like.
You can see what it looks like. Yeah. We'll bring it to town.
Is it the one with like, is it corn? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, bring it. Actually, just bring a picture or something or...
Yeah, because I don't think you can touch it if you don't win,
Matt,
it, right?
You cannot. So we can get off this.
Yeah,
Dallas can take a picture.
Dallas, that is one thing. I don't know if if you don't win it, I don't think you can touch it. That's the other thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we wouldn't want to touch. Could we do like a picture with it? Like, just don't touch it.
Yes.
No, it's gonna happen. Actually, you know what? Screw you, Ryan. Yeah, that's...
You sound like a Cubs fan now, but it did happen. It did happen.
No, Cubs fan... No, Cubs fan's way worse.
Okay.
Yeah, they are way worse.
But, you mentioned a little bit, Dallas, about honoring past families who have been out there. This is a fundraiser, of course, that happened a few years ago, and we have lost some kids to disease who were Make-A-Wish kids before, and this game has a lot of meaning to them.
Well, and what's beautiful about this, I mean, this started back when my niece Ashlyn, was sick and had cancer, and it was, you know, the idea of like, hey, how, and we had we had ex Hawkeye and Cyclones, and the old boys came back and played for her, and that kind of spawned the idea of like, man, there's something here. And what's great about there's like, we're like, hey, we need to take this to a bigger market. We got, you know, because we could make way more, you know, so much more money. And so we go to Southeast Polk and we take the same, I mean, the exact same game, exact same concept, exact same idea. We go down to Southeast Polk where they've won like 5 state titles in a row. And so you'd think like, oh my gosh, we're bringing all these football players. This place is going to be packed. Guys, I tell you what, we raised more money here. I think we had more people in attendance here in just beautiful Humboldt County because we get it. And you take this idea down to the city, they have so many things that they're battling for attention and time and all that. And we brought this to their front door and they didn't show up. And so we're like, okay, that's never do that again. We're bringing, and it's a fitting way to end this. This journey back in Humboldt, back in on the Humboldt dime softball field, and bring it back to the great people of Humboldt County, and just because they get it and they love it and they support it, and this is what we do. And so it's a great way to go out, and you're not going to want to miss it. June 21st, 4 p.m. Say, hey, Dad, hey, I didn't get you a gift, but I got you a $10 admission fee. For so if you forgot to get Dad something, take him to the ball game and get his get autographs of his favorite players.
Fantastic. Again, Ryan, you want to run down details one more time as far as
Hey, quick, I'll text him the schedule. There you go, Ryan.
Dallas didn't even thank Bree Birdie for that. He's walking in here, hey, what day's the game? I was like, Dallas, it's Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
Yeah.
He's a busy guy.
Oh, my gosh, I thought it was July 21st.
He acts like he stayed up all night, did those notes.
I did.
Bree Birdie texted him 20 minutes ago. I don't want him taking too much credit on
if,
this.
If I would have been smart, I would have done a little research on how Big Sexy and Ass Man came, but now when I see you guys in person, like the nicknames are so fitting.
Yeah, I want whoever named Pat. I don't need I don't need the other one. Yeah. Whoever named Pat is what I'm getting.
Matt had dreams of being a proctologist before getting into radio. So
yeah,
that's where it came from.
Oh, many moons ago. That was, yeah.
And
that was a dream.
Much more money in radio than there is in the medical field by yeah. far. Oh, shoot. Matt. Ass man.
Ass man.
It feels like it at times on the radio, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's still in the business.
Yeah, exactly. Views are similar.
Yeah. Matt, your voice would not have been good. I mean, actually, you'd have made people very calm in you know, bend over, sir.
Oh, wow, huh?
Your voice actually might have been...
You were onto something.
Your voice actually might have been useful.
Yeah.
Here this whole time, I thought it had been wasted, but actually, it might have been your...
You know, Dallas, if I would have had you back in the day, would have had that vote of confidence, would have been fantastic. Different career path.
Well, Mr. Clark, you seem nervous. That's okay. I got you.
Just relax.
You're going to feel just a slight poke.
That's normal.
That is normal.
Boy, this took a turn. But again, figured it was eventually going to come up here. But again, we've got the Why We're Here, the softball game coming up on Sunday, 4 o'clock. Going to be a great, great event here for Iowa and Iowa State to help out kids in need.
And actually, you know what, Matt? You're very humble, and I mean, your humility is endearing. But you've left out the biggest celebrity.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
I'm glad you asked. You, our MC of the night, is your very own local Matt Shear from the Bolt. So make sure he's going to run this show. He's going to be out there telling jokes. So Pat, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be there, unfortunately, with conflict. But
I do have a commitment.
You're committed somewhere else, but that does not leave you free of game, for he's all the shots given are,
I mean, well, that's fine.
It's free game.
I'm you know, I've got broad shoulders. Okay. I just want to see Matt in a jersey that says ass man on the back.
we might have, is that kid friendly? I mean, this is a kid event. Can we can they explain that to their parents? Hey, what's ass man, mom?
Well, he's show him Seinfeld.
He's there a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Oh, man. You want to rap, Matt, or
yeah,
do you
again,
want to hear more about that Cy-Hawk trophy?
Oh, well,
Pat, I thought we were becoming friends.
We are an Iowa State affiliate, Dallas, so I think you're numbered here, outnumbered here.
Hey, whoever pays the bills, right?
But again, come out on Sunday. We've got the softball game, Make-A-Wish, coming up at 4 o'clock. Thank you again, Ryan and Dallas, for joining us in studio. It's been a fantastic conversation about a very important issue, and of course, some joking around as well. But thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, and thank Humboldt County. I just want to say that again. Thank the people of Humboldt County. This place is special, and we couldn't have got here. Any other county hasn't gotten there, and they've tried it in multiple places, in bigger places, in smaller towns like Humboldt, but this is the first one to get there. And again, so thank you, and I just... Please come out and celebrate with us. That's what this is about. Like Dallas said, one last time, we have players raising their hands to come do this and want to be a part of it. That's why there's 10, not 9 from each team coming, because there was more kids wanting to come do this than not. And so, again, I just, Humboldt, thank you. This is a special place to be, and we couldn't have got here without you. But, man, forever now we're going to be able to grant a wish for a kid, and that's a pretty special thing to say.
Thanks, guys. Cool. Appreciate you. We'll see you Sunday. Matt, bring your A game, dude. Don't go through the motions, bud.
Oh, I'll bring the A game. You don't have to worry about that. There you go.
He's going to be looking up doctor's terms and trying to incorporate that into his MC. That's awesome. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate you taking time out of your day. And have fun. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, fellas.
97.7.